But first this hour, President Trump rescinded DACA in September. It's set to expire in March. DACA recipients are those immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally when they were young kids. Congress is now trying to come up with a legislative fix for the DACA program that the president will sign.
Meanwhile, a federal judge in San Francisco ruled earlier this month that DACA must continue for now because the Trump administration suspended it illegally. DACA recipients were allowed to apply for renewal this past weekend under that order, but the program remains in a state of uncertainty and confusion.
We'll get the story from Congress in just a few minutes, but first, four so-called Dreamers from Phoenix will head to D.C. tonight to urge Congress to support a Clean Dream Act. Our next guest is just back from our nation's capital, where he spent a few days talking to members of Congress about DACA recipients. 19-year-old Felipe Becerril came to the U.S. when he was two. The Phoenix resident is now a sophomore at Pomona College in California. And Felipe, you were in Washington last week. What was your message while you were there?
Well, mainly it was just kind of to stress like the urgency of renewing or finding a solution for DACA recipients. I think a lot of times like people kind of forget the humanity side of us DACA recipients. So I think they sent us there so we could like they could see how we are directly affected and like the ways that we will potentially be directly affected if DACA, if there's not a solution found. Thankfully, like mine's not going to expire till 2019. But a lot of people's DACA expires like within the next week or really soon. And it's actually like currently it's 122 DACA recipients lose their status every single day. And March 5th, that number is going to skyrocket to 1,200 every single day. So it's just kind of it was to stress the urgency about this situation.
Were you able to get meetings with the members of Congress that you felt you needed to speak with?
Yeah, actually, I think we met with both like Democratic and some Republican congressmen just to but the Democratic was just kind of to stress like this does matter to us. And yeah, we were able to get with both sides.
What kind of response did you get from members?
Overall, it was pretty positive. I think some members kind of shared their worries with us about the renewal of something related to DACA. But I think overall, a lot of them kind of understood where we were coming from. And I thought a lot of them kind of did get the message of like, this is urgent, this matters.
Are you of the opinion that the DACA issue should be settled separately, not as part of a bigger immigration enforcement bill or another immigration bill, and maybe not even as part of a spending measure that Congress has to come up with this week?
I haven't really thought of that too much, but I would just say that I feel like it's probably the best option to just focus on like the DACA recipients at the moment. I feel like that's a very urgent thing. I think it's just important to prioritize that at the moment. I think a comprehensive like migration reform, like focusing on that would be good. But I just feel like at the moment, what matters a lot is just focusing on DACA recipients and also TPS holders and just that.
That's the temporary protected status that, for example, folks from El Salvador had until very recently.
Yeah.
What do you make of some of the statements that members of Congress have put out saying, yes, we should deal with DACA, but we should deal with border security first? We have all these other things that we need to do before we get to this group of people.
I think the things that they say, I obviously respect their opinion, but I think it's also important to note that you can't really set this aside anymore and be like, let's and group this with other issues at the moment just because January 19th is our deadline, because if not, people are going to be facing like very adverse reactions.
What is your level of optimism that some resolution will come in the near future?
I feel like I'm very optimistic. One of the good things that we got from our members with congressmen is that 85% of Americans believe that there should be a solution for these DACA recipients and for just like the issue of DACA. And 79% of Republicans also support the idea of finding a solution for like DACA recipients. So I think I'm pretty optimistic in terms of something will get done. I also think it's a very urgent matter. So not covering this matter just means that there's going to be this random gap in the workforce because all these DACA people are leaving. I just think it's important to cover it. So I feel like I'm pretty optimistic with it.
While you were there, did you discuss or did you hear from either your fellow DACA recipients or members of Congress about the court ruling basically saying that the Trump administration could not end DACA? And I'm wondering if you think that in any way kind of muddies the waters in terms of what Congress is in theory trying to do here.
Yeah, we spoke. It was actually very like abrupt when we got the message. It was really like at midnight and everyone's trying to go to sleep for the next day. but it was actually like what we talked about. And what I think is just that, sure, it's like it was nice to hear that. And it was nice to see like the support from like a judge. But it's still important to note that that's not going to be like a permanent solution, and it's still important to like keep pushing for Congress to decide on a permanent solution, because every day that there isn't a solution, hundreds of people are losing like their livelihood and like their ability to be just regular citizens.
Does it make your job a little more difficult, do you think, to try to convince members, look, we got to do this now?
That was like our biggest worry. But I think a lot of the members that we spoke to, I like personally, kind of understood this might not be a permanent solution, and it'd just be better to tackle this issue on January 19th instead of just setting it aside because of the ruling.
All right. Felipe, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
19-year-old Felipe Becerril was born in Veracruz, Mexico. He came to the U.S. when he was 2. The Phoenix resident is a sophomore at Pomona College in California. He's also a DACA recipient. He's recently back from a trip to Washington, D.C., where he met with members of Congress to talk about finding a permanent solution to the DACA program.